This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. If you're stuck in traffic trying to get back to the Front Range, you're not alone. Traffic is backed up in the eastbound lanes of Interstate 70 and Highway 285 at this hour. CDOT says more than 30,000 cars traveled through the I-70 Twin Tunnels on this day last year. It says traffic should ease up by this evening. The State Health Department has added appointments for second doses of the monkeypox vaccine. The supply has grown, so the state is contacting people who got a first dose by text and email to inform them a second dose is now available. Colorado has a growing number of cases. The total is now 235. Most are in young adult men in the Denver area who have sex with other men. Home construction in Colorado is undergoing some big changes. First, permits for single-family home construction are down 20% this year compared to last. Ted Leidy runs the Colorado Association of Home Builders. He says rising mortgage interest rates have led buyers to cancel new home purchases.
So permits and starts will have slowed, and they will probably continue to have that slower pace the second half of 2022. And builders will likely be more cautious on their land acquisitions until there's more certainty or economic clarity.
On the flip side, apartment construction is taking off. Permits for multifamily units are up 45% this year. And hot weather continues across the state. Right now in Denver, it's 95 degrees. In Vail, it's 86 degrees and partly cloudy. And in Grand Junction, it's 100 degrees and mostly clear. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.